810 on the Sound of the Valley, 93.3 The Peak. Pleased to be joined by Alberni Valley Bulldogs President, owner David Michaud. David, long time no talk officially. How the heck are you? Certainly been missing seeing you around the rink and the community and whatnot.
Hammer, how are you? We're hanging in there. It's obviously been an unusual, unorthodox offseason, but here we are. We wake up every day and fight a new day.
Kind of mirrored the way the season went, though, between ice plants and buses and illnesses and cards and, you know.
I said that you know, of course, my first season as club president would, after the November scenario with the ammonia leak and, you know, two goalies getting sick at the same time and a slew of APs would be followed up with a worldwide pandemic. It's a fitting way to cap off year one.
What a great time to buy a hockey team. So I can't go 5 feet in town with someone asking me, when's the hockey going to start and is hockey going to start? And it's the number one question, and my number one answer was usually along the lines of, well, if I would have told you 2 months ago that this would be the reality we'd have today, you'd have me committed and think I was crazy. So, I mean, how do you even know, right? You're preparing and, I assume, doing business recruiting from all the announcements. It looks like that, and you can't do anything else other than, hey, the season starts when it's scheduled to, and you got to be ready.
Well, that's a great point, Hammer. I mean, we have to act as if life is normal, and unfortunately it's not. So, I mean, I think the one message that's important to convey is, you know, from the Bulldogs to BC Hockey, we're not really in control of much as far as when we can get back on the ice. I mean, we have to wait for Hockey Canada to make that decision. And I will say we've gotten some hints of some good news that, you know, there was a fear, I guess, maybe originally that, you know, nothing would come back until everybody could come back, and now there's some sense that, you know, things might open up regionally in stages, and if that's the case, that's really good news for us, because obviously BC's done a really great job in flattening the curve, as they say, and trying to get things out of control here. So, I mean, it's certainly hopeful that we're headed in the right direction, but really until Hockey Canada works with the, you know, the government officials and the health authorities to give the green light, there's not much we can do but sit back and wait. But that's not really in my MO or Joe Martin's, you know, personality either. So, I mean, we've certainly been aggressive and trying to recruit, and I think Joe's done a great job with a lot of help from Brandon Shaw, and I've got a lot of time to chip in and help too. So it's been a fun off season in that regard, bringing in some players.
I saw Joe Martin once, and I said, are we going to play? When are we going to play? And he said, well, I sure hope so, because we're going to have a heck of a team. And looking at some of the names and the stats, Adam Jeffrey, Jacob McDonald earlier announced, Brandon Burr earlier announced, some, you know, promising looking recruits.
Yeah, no question. We're really excited. I mean, one of the things look, we didn't like the way the season ended, and you could make some excuses that we were injured and there was some unfortunate circumstances, and there was, but I mean, we were a pretty healthy club going into the first round with Nanaimo, and, you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, I've always preached the fact that you can't just start playing good hockey because it's game one of the playoffs. You have to head in with some momentum, and everyone knows we didn't have any momentum heading into the playoffs. So we really took a hard look at our identity and sort of who we want to be, and it's not saying that, you know, some of the guys we had didn't care or didn't want to win, but, you know, we really made it a focus this offseason to find guys who, you know, the first thing they talked about was how do we win, you know, and so that was crucially important for us. And then we wanted to add some size, and really all the players we brought in have a little bit more to add on the size thing. And there was leaders, you know, Jacob McDonald was the captain of his team. Adam Jeffrey wore a letter for his team. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think we brought in some character, we brought in some size, and definitely, you know, a player like Brandon Buehr and Jacob McDonald add some skill and some scoring touch as well. So I think we have a lot to be excited for. So Joe's right on the money with that.
In response to the pandemic, you came up with a brilliant idea in early April and continue to do it today, of partnering with Save On Foods to deliver groceries to senior citizens in the community. And I know that continues, and that's just a great idea and a way that, well, to just keep continuing being community-minded, which you have been since day one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I say it a lot that if you want the community to support you, you got to support the community back. And quite frankly, there's one thing we have a lot of right now, and it's time. So, you know, Joe Martin came up with the idea, and we chatted about how we could probably execute it, and it's worked out real well. I mean, I don't think he's been ever inundated where he can't keep up, but you know, he's definitely made a connection with some seniors in our community that rely on that service. So it's been fun to help out in any way we can. And, you know, listen, one day life's going to go back to normal, and we're all going to be back at the multiplex, and it's going to be sold out, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and the horn's going to be real loud, and you know, we just got to get through this. So
goosebumps thinking about it. So how do we keep getting through this, and how do you as a team, you got to follow all the rules and all the distance protocols, and just keep doing that, I guess, for a lack of any further words of wisdom?
Yeah, I mean, listen, like, I think, you know, the hockey community is obviously a resilient group, and we're pretty competitive by nature, and so I don't know that, you know, anything's really changed. You know, you get a few more questions and some concern, obviously, from recruits and parents about, hey, what's going to happen? And, you know, for that matter, returning players. You know, everyone's just real curious to be able to say, hey, when can we know this is going to go back to normal? And I guess that would extend back to season ticket holders as well. I mean, everyone just wants to pile into the multiplex and have a great time. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, we're learning one of these things. Maybe you don't know what you have until you don't have it, and there's a little fear here that that maybe things are going to be a little different in the fall. But, you know, our hope is that everything's trending the right direction and that Hockey Canada is going to say we're good to go and things will go back to normal. But until that day, you know, I guess we want the community to know that we're working our tails off to make sure that when the puck does drop, you know, this community is going to have a team to be real proud of, and it's going to be fun to watch.
David, certainly appreciate the time and the efforts and what you've done to, well, have the team here through all this thick and thin, and certainly a lot of both of those, and looking for more smooth sailing times when life returns to normal. And had some goosebumps there when you're talking about getting in the rink and the rink being full and the horn and everything, and I can't wait.
What do they say? It's darkest just before dawn, Hammer, so hopefully the sun shines right around the corner for everyone here. So
it's beautiful. Thanks, buddy. Good to talk.
Thanks, Hammer. Take care.